Chapter 3. Milk and Cookies. Jonah and I take off, with Prince right on our heels, whimpering and barking. We run through puddles, following the path. My heart is racing. Are alligators fast? I ask. Probably not, right? Because they have such small feet? Actually, Jonah says, they can run like 30 miles an hour. I read a book about them. Great. Just great. I dare a look behind us as we keep running. I don't spot the gator, but that doesn't mean it's not slithering along the high grass, hungry and waiting to eat us. Jonah is breathing hard as he runs next to me. Hey, Abby, is that a light up ahead? He pants. I have no idea because I've been running with my head turned back looking for the gator. But when I glance in front of me, I see there is a light. The kind that comes from a window where someone is awake. Hopefully a non-alligator someone. Let's go, let's go! I cry. A castle comes into view. It's huge and made of stone and has a bunch of turrets. The light seems to be coming from one of its many windows. A moat surrounds the castle, and I can see that the moat is connected to the swamp. I have no clue what story we're in, or who lives in this castle. What I do know? That a humongous alligator is hot on our tail, so best to keep going. Jonah, Prince, and I race across a short drawbridge over the moat to the castle's arched entrance. I raise my hand and pound on the door. Another light comes on inside. I hear footsteps. I hear someone unlocking the door. In the real world, I would never knock on a strange door in the middle of the night, but what choice do I have? There's an alligator after me! I hold my breath as the door opens. The girl standing there is wearing a green dress and a white apron. She has shoulder-length straight brown hair, brown eyes, and a few freckles across her nose. I think she's a couple of years older than I am. She doesn't say anything. Is she waiting for me to speak? Probably. I am the stranger at the door. Hi, I rush to say. I'm Abby, and this is my brother Jonah, and that's our dog Prince. Can we come in? We're lost and soaking wet, and we're being chased by a giant alligator. She bites her lip and says something so quietly that I can't hear her. Excuse me? I ask her, leaning closer while glancing all around to make sure the alligator isn't behind us. I don't see it. For now. Come in, the girl says a bit louder, opening the door wider. Phew. We hurry in and she shuts the door. For a moment, I'm so relieved that I forget everything else, like being in a castle with who knows who knows where, about to face who knows what. Please wait here, the girl says. I'll be right back. At least that's what I think she says. She half mumbled it and was looking down as she said it. I watch the girl dart down the hall, knock on a door, and go inside. It's much cooler in here, which is nice after the humidity. I take a look around. The castle's decor is very modern, with white leather couches and a pink and purple rug. Ooh, there's a clock on the wall. It's 1 a.m. I glance down at my wrist. According to my watch, the time at home is 12:06 a.m. It feels like at least an hour has passed since we went through the mirror. Does that mean that every minute at home is 10 minutes here? I'll have to keep an eye on the clock and on my watch to make sure.
Do you think that girl went to get the royals who live here? Jonah asks me.
Maybe, I say. Prince has wandered over to the rug and is starting to gnaw on its tassel. I stop him.
Abby? Jonah adds. No offense, but...
I narrow my eyes at my brother. But what? Jonah is trying to keep himself from bursting out laughing.
You should really fix your hair if we're about to meet a princess. You look like you stuck your finger in an electric socket.
I reach up to touch my curly brown hair. It's gotten huge and puffy from the humidity. It must be a frizzy mess.
You should see yours, I say, nodding toward the giant curly mop on my brother's head.
Jonah grins.
We look like swamp creatures.
Before I can try to find a mirror and fix my hair, the door down the hall opens. An older man and woman, both around my Nana's age, come out. The girl who let us in is behind them.
Hello, children,
the woman says. She has black-gray hair pulled back into a bun, dark skin, and warm brown eyes. She's wearing a long green velvet bathrobe and a pair of fur slippers.
My name is Minerva, and this is my husband, Lawrence.
Lawrence gives us a big smile. He's short and has thick silver hair and dark skin. He's wearing the same kind of bathrobe as his wife, long and green, and the same fur slippers.
It's a pleasure to meet you,
Lawrence says.
Belly here says you got lost and that an alligator was after you.
Belly? I glance behind Lawrence and Minerva. The girl who let us in is biting her lip again and looks at the ground.
Belly is one of the castle's best maids, Minerva says, patting the girl on the shoulder.
Belly, why don't you go to the kitchen and fetch a snack for our guests?
And two of our fluffiest towels,
Lawrence adds.
Abby and Jonah looked soaked to the bone.
We are, Jonah says. If I shake my head, I could spray you like Prince does after we give him a bath. Minerva and Lawrence laugh like that's the funniest thing they've ever heard. They seem truly happy that we're here. Maybe they don't get a lot of guests? Or maybe the alligator eats most of the would-be visitors before they can ever make it to the castle.
And you, Abby, are you feeling frail at all?
Minerva asks me intently.
Frail? I shrug.
I guess I am a little shaken up from that alligator chase, and wet from the rain.
It would be nice to dry off, I say.
Lawrence and Minerva smile at me. They're smiling as if I've done something amazing, like bake a cake or cure cancer.
Not that baking a cake is as impressive as curing cancer, obviously.
I smile back and then glance away. When I look at them again, they're still smiling and staring. Not at Jonah, not at Prince, at me. They start whispering to each other. Lawrence points at me. Minerva nods. More whispering, more smiling and staring. Is it the giant frizz puff on my head?
They're being weird,
I whisper to Jonah.
Woof!
Prince barks, clearly in agreement. I'm about to ask Lawrence and Minerva, politely, what they're talking about when Belly returns. She's wheeling a cart that contains a tray of cookies, a pitcher of milk, two cups, and a stack of thick towels. Belly drapes a warm towel around me, and then one around Jonah. I use the edge to dry my face. Ah, that feels good. And I do like cookies.
Are those chocolate chip? Jonah says, eyeing the tray. Please tell me they're not raisin cookies.
Yes, chocolate chip, Minerva says with a grin. We have a wonderful baker. Enjoy your snack, children. And when you're done, I'll show you to your room. I assume you need a place to stay for the night?
Belly, please go set up their room, Lawrence adds.
Minerva whispers something to Belly, who nods, glances at me, and scurries away. Weird.
Abby, can we stay?
Jonah asks me, his mouth already full of chocolate chip cookie.
I'm really tired. Pretty please?
I'm tired, too. And Lawrence and Minerva seem very kind. But I'd like to know more about where we are to make sure this is a safe place for us.
Is this your castle? I ask, reaching for a cookie and taking a bite.
Incredibly good. I devour the cookie and pour myself a glass of milk. Yum! So cold and delicious! Jonah has already scarfed down three cookies and has a milk mustache. I give him a nudge, and he licks it away.
Does Jack live here?
Jonah asks hopefully. I swallow a laugh.
Jack?
Minerva repeats. Who's Jack?
Only Lawrence and I live here with the castle staff.
Are you the king and queen?
Jonah asks, biting into a fourth cookie. He
He uses his towel to wipe off the crumbs.
Oh, goodness, no, Lawrence says. Sadly, the king passed away recently, and the queen died many years ago. I was the king's advisor.
What does an advisor do? Jonah asks, sipping more milk.
It was my job to help the king make important decisions about the kingdom of Bog,
Lawrence explains, which reminds me of the carnival for a moment. I push the thought away. Bog? I repeat. Lawrence smiles.
Yes, Bog, as in a flooded area. There are many swamps and rivers here, and the ocean is off on the far side of the kingdom. With all the rain, the bodies of water flood often. Brings out the gators.
There's more than one? I swallow hard.
We don't have to go back out there, do we, Abby?
Jonah asks, glancing out the window.
We do have a very comfortable room for you, Minerva pipes up, with a closet full of dry clothes.
Dry clothes sound amazing right now. Do we have enough time to stay overnight, though? We have to be back in Smithville by 7 a.m. so our parents find us in our beds. I look at my watch again. It says 12:07 now. Then I look up at the clock on the wall. It's now 1:10. So yes, every minute at home is 10 minutes here. Every hour at home is 10 hours here. Which means we can stay here for almost 3 days. Plenty of time not to think about the carnival back home. Prince lets out a bark, and Lawrence smiles down at him.
If you stay, Lawrence tells us, we'll make sure that Belly puts aside a bone for your dog's breakfast in the morning.
Aw, that's thoughtful. All right, I say to our hosts, we'll stay. Thank you for your hospitality.
Fantastic, Minerva exclaims. Follow me. I will see you in the morning, children, Lawrence says, turning to go. Good night.
Good night, Jonah says. Thanks for the snack, and thank the baker for not making raisin cookies.
Lawrence laughs and heads back into his room. Minerva starts leading us up the grand staircase. Come on, Prince, I say, and he follows behind. There are many doors on the second floor, but only one with pink and purple stripes on it. That's the one Minerva opens.
Here you are, children, Minerva says. You'll find pajamas in the bottom drawer of the dressers.
We step inside, and I gasp. Smack in the middle of the very fancy room are two beds. Two giant beds. Each one has a ton of mattresses piled on top, like 100. I very quickly count by twos. There are 100 mattresses exactly, on each bed. Way up top, I see a pink quilt and fluffy pillows. Jonah won't have any trouble climbing up his mattresses. He's a champion climber. But how am I supposed to get up to the top of my bed? I freeze. Wait a minute. Hold up. A castle. A bed with 100 mattresses.
OMG! We're in the Princess and the Pea!